Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I got sunshine.
There we go. All my adjustments to my chair are made. Someone every single day comes in here. Okay, there are two chairs in this tiny studio.
The one I sit in remains untouched.
And every day I swap my chair for that chair to sit in front of the computer in this room. Because I don't want anyone messing with the settings on my chair. And every day I come in here and someone has swapped them or back around and they mess with my settings.
And do chairs need to be this complicated?
They really don't.
That's the part that drives. Remember when an office chair was just wood and it had casters on it? That was the only, there were no adjustments. It was just a wooden chair on metal casters.
Remember those school desks that were all one piece?
Yeah.
Those things were uncomfortable.
I don't know why we got, like, if this chair looks like something you'd see in the space shuttle. It doesn't need to be that complicated.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
But also, stop messing with the settings. Or you'll get such a thumping.
Maybe they're on their podcast talking about how somebody keeps messing with the settings on their chair.
That's infuriating. Because this chair is labeled. There's a name tag on it. It says Karen.
You. What happened to Karen? Should we be worried about Karen?
Yeah, but there are no Karen works here. I don't know who Karen is.
There has never been a Karen that has worked in this. I've been here for 19 years. There has never been a Karen.
So I don't know, did they buy used chairs from a different office?
Maybe that's what they did.
But yeah, there's a name on it, Karen. So I know when the Karen chair has been moved.
Yeah.
And I check every day.
So anyway, Karen, tourist attractions.
Yeah, I found a fun list of the most disappointing tourist attractions in all of Canada.
My guess was way off because...
Yeah, it was.
Have you ever heard somebody say, oh my God, Niagara Falls, you have to go? Everybody I have ever talked to said, no, it's don't even bother. It's a bunch of t-shirt shops.
Yeah, the town is kind of...
A little touristy.
Not much. And I think it's one of those things too where you go there and you're like, oh my God, this is breathtaking. And then... How long do we stare at this for?
It's sort of like the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
How long do I look into this hole?
Once you've looked at at Niagara Falls for more than 2 minutes, you're like, all right, back to Toronto, I guess.
I'm sure that the falls themselves are spectacular, like looking at that. But once you turn around and you just see nothing but souvenir shops, it's probably a letdown.
That's why I think, because, yeah, this list, it listed the most disappointing tourist attractions, but then it also had the...
The best.
The best ones. And I think they made a point of saying Niagara Falls, Horseshoe Falls.
Yeah.
Which I think are the actual falls themselves. Not to confuse it with the town, which maybe less so.
I'm sure there's somebody listening in Niagara Falls right now. No slight against your town. Or maybe that was a giant slight against your town.
What's the difference between Niagara Falls and Niagara on the Lake? Aren't those two different places?
I guess if only there was some piece of equipment we could Google that on.
Is there a website I could just punch it in and have all my questions answered?
Yeah, no, there isn't. That doesn't exist. You should invent that.
Southern Ontario. Why do you have to be so confusing?
Call it Goggle. I think you might be onto something.
Mm-hmm. But if you're curious, the most disappointing tourist attraction also in Southern Ontario.
Yeah.
Marineland. So I guess the jingle wasn't true.
Not everybody loves Marineland. Have you ever been there?
No.
No.
No, I don't think I've been to Marineland. I've been to Canada's Wonderland, I think. That was on the list, too.
Of most disappointing?
Yeah. It probably has something to do with lions or something.
I feel like my guests upset people when we did this on the radio this morning because I couldn't remember the name of the place, but I remember going there when my girls were really little. And they enjoyed it. Like, they had a good time. So I guess maybe that should be my takeaway from it. But the Enchanted Forest.
In British Columbia?
In British Columbia. I did not find it even remotely enchanting for me, a grown-up. I don't know what it was. And somebody did text in and said that they agreed with me, except for they saw the biggest slug ever. And that I remember that, too. It's in a forest. It's damp. It's dank. It's moist. And it is teeming with slugs.
Ooh, slugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't put that on the advertising.
No. And I feel like we may have lost the Enchanted Forest account.
That is a funny thing, that when you do drive through it, when you're heading out west,
yeah,
you forget all about it. Then you're like, oh my God, the Enchanted Forest. You drive past, and just driving past, you're like, oof, oof.
Yeah.
That looks sad.
Oh, they pack them in there, though. Like the day I went there, that parking lot was jam-packed. And you know what was really funny is I had no, okay, here's a tangent. That very same day, we're walking out of the Enchanted Forest after not being enchanted at all. The girls, of course, super enchanted. I'm walking out the gates going back to our car, and my neighbor that lives right across the street from me and his family were just walking in.
Oh, that's weird.
We had no idea that the other was there. What are the chances, huh?
That's bizarre. That I would have done some champion level pretending like I didn't see them.
Oh, really?
Because then, or did you stop and have a long conversation?
Oh, yeah, we did. Like, we know these people quite well. Stupid Mark.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I would pretend like I didn't see him.
Yeah.
Drove away into the night.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet. Wow!
You know who would stop and have that conversation? The people from Lube City.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they talk to anybody.
They're friendly as friendly can be. And
that's
they,
right.
Even if your Enchanted Forest wasn't that enchanted, they'd pretend it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they've got like 27 locations. You could go be enchanted by their customer service right now.
It is more enchanting than the forest.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. If you go to lubecity.ca, you can find an enchanted location of Lube City near you.
Less dank and less moist as well.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Parks and Recreation is a fantastic TV show. One of my favorites of all time. I love it so much.
Who's the best character?
My favorite character? Well, obviously it's Ron Swanson.
I was just going to say, you got to count Ron Swanson.
But my number two is John Ralphio.
Oh.
But then who also doesn't love when they do treat yourself?
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself 2011.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
Tell me about your trophy. Do you have any trophies?
No.
Oh, what?
Thank you for reminding.
A guy like you doesn't have any trophy. You know you can go buy yourself a trophy, right? It's funny because it's one of those things, like a birthday cake. You can go buy yourself a birthday cake.
Ooh-wee.
You don't have to wait for a birthday. You can buy yourself flowers. You don't have to wait for flowers. You can go down the street because I think we did it once. Didn't we buy a...
Yeah, we do.
For
our podcast.
We bought ourselves a trophy.
And like we've made a few trophies here for the radio station over the years. We had one with a shoe.
Yeah.
We had a rock, paper, scissors thing.
That's right.
But no, personally, I don't. I can't think of a whole lot sadder than... Let's say you're bringing a new sweet young thing over to your place.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, here's my trophy case.
Do you want to see my trophies?
And they're all trophies you bought.
Yeah, but the sweet thing that you're bringing, she doesn't have to know you bought all those trophies. That can come out years down the road.
Building a relationship on a foundation of lies.
Yeah.
Tisk, tisk.
Would you? Now, hang on a second. If you were together with somebody for 3 or 4 years... And then one night they just sat you down and said, look, I got to tell you about those trophies.
I wasn't a provincial karate champion.
Would you leave that person or would you stay? Would that be grounds for see you later, smell you later? Would it?
Ooh, not for me.
No.
But it would be weird.
It sure would. What other lies are you telling me?
I hate to break this to you, but I didn't win a hot dog eating contest in 2007.
Yeah. Because that's what drew me in the first place. When I asked this question yesterday, when I said, hey, tell me about your trophies, I got this text from Michelle. We were at my grandma's house last summer helping her get ready for a move. She has always had no less than a dozen bowling trophies on display in her basement. They've been there for as long as any of us can remember. My cousins and I each took a couple of her old bowling trophies and now proudly display them in our own homes. Michelle. So showing off your grandma's bowling trophies? That's kind of cool, though, isn't it?
Makes you seem sweet.
It kind of does. Yeah, Michelle, you guys, you're just angling for a piece of...
You're angling for smooches with granny's trophies.
Yeah, no, I think you're angling for a good chunk of the estate.
Oh, to get into the will. That's probably
That's what
true.
I was thinking.
The bowling trophy is a fine trophy.
It is. Like, the form, you go to Goodwill sometime. Go to Value Village. They have shelves of trophies.
My big fear, another fear, would be that, let's say I have a mantle full of bowling trophies that I bought at Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sweetie goes, hey, let's go bowling.
Oh.
And suddenly I'm bowling a 98, not a 300. And they're going, how'd you get these trophies?
Yeah, you would have to always have an injury, like some sort of wrist injury. You wouldn't be able to ever go bowling with that sweetie.
That's true. Faking an injury. Veteran move.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
We read a text a few minutes ago from somebody who found out the woman they work with sends herself flowers.
It's a little weird.
Is it?
It'd be one thing to bring in your own flowers. You just wanted to dress up your workspace. But if you're sending them to you and then maybe pretending like, oh my God, who sent these?
Okay, that's where it kind of crosses over. Like somebody said, she probably tells everyone there. From her long-distance boyfriend in the, quote, military.
Yes, exactly.
But then somebody else said, I think the flowers thing is a great power move. Sometimes you need to take joy into your own hands. I've done it when I'm feeling blue, and I always have written on the card, you are awesome.
Boy.
I don't know. Sending yourself a card, that's where, to me, like, sending yourself flowers, that's fine. Do it. Like, if it makes you feel good, but I think I could probably accomplish the same thing for myself with an ice cream cake, a Dairy Queen ice cream cake sent directly to me.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah. Anyway, you do whatever makes you happy. And if it's sending yourself flowers, go for it.
Yeah. It only gets weird if you pretend they're from someone else.
Yeah. Somebody said, back to the topic of trophies, my grandfather has a bunch of honorary doctorates from a few different universities. I hung one in my office next to my degree. What are your thoughts on displaying someone else's trophies? I don't know. I think it's kind of a cool way to honor your grandpa, as long as you're not claiming it's yours.
It's a cool thing to have. It would make me question every doctor's office I've ever been in. Because I don't look close enough to see.
Yeah, is that yours or is that your dad's? Anyway, keep them coming. 10029 to text the show. If you want to call the show, 780-423-1029. Maybe we can change this discussion to how do you treat yourself? Huh? How do you treat yourself? Do you buy yourself flowers? Do you sometimes just swing by Dairy Queen and buy yourself a birthday ice cream cake and then eat the whole thing?
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Hello, Sonic. Hello.
I had a question. Is there anywhere I can actually find, like, previous questions on No Time to Google?
No, as soon as we're done, we shred them.
Yeah, you throw them away, burn them.
Well, it's funny because several people over the years, and by several, I mean hundreds, I mean dozens, have asked us for the questions every day, but I feel like it's other radio stations that want to just sort of take our work and use it for themselves.
Understandable.
So we keep them, we lock them down pretty tight.
Understandable. Have you ever thought about doing some kind of board game?
I pitch it every single year that I say, we should do this at Christmas time. We should do the Garner Andrews Show, No Time to Google home game, where you get one of those little sand timer things that you flip over and a box of cards and you play No Time to Google at home. But so far, the higher-ups have not bitten.
Yeah. I just wanted to also call in about when you want to treat yourself.
Yeah. What do you treat yourself? How do you treat yourself?
Oh, I go get a nice, good, hot shave, like at a barber.
Oh, where they put the warm, hot towel, the damp towel on your face for a few minutes?
Correct. Oh. And it is an experience that, I don't think a lot of people do, right? Because everybody, I'll just go home and do it. But it is quite the experience to do, and it is very relaxing, and, just like getting your hair cut, you sit there for an hour, whatever it takes.
Yeah, as a guy runs a very, very sharp blade over your jugular.
Yes.
Ever had one of those done?
Never, no.
It actually does feel pretty cool.
You know, the closest I've come is like when you get a haircut and they give you a bit of a head massage. Mm. And that does feel good.
Yeah.
The full shave, I just worry that, you know, I let out a bit of a sneeze and the next thing you know, oop, my head's rolling down the street.
Yeah. What if a big truck goes by? somebody said, I treated myself to Starbucks yesterday. I had to be up really early to take the boyfriend to the airport. So I got myself a really big Starbucks frappe.
Sure.
Okay. I hope I pronounced that right.
Treat yourself.
As a teacher, I get myself a treat when it's been a rough day. And if it was a good day, I get myself a treat.
There you go.
You always deserve it. Kristen. What kind of treat though? You buy yourself an ice cream cake? You ever bought yourself an ice cream cake?
Not an ice cream cake. I am a blizzard man.
Yeah, so you'll treat yourself to that?
I'll treat myself to the odd blizzard here or there. Okay. I can't say no.
You're listening to the Gardner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody texted and said, hey, I was waiting in YYZ, Toronto, in the airport yesterday. There was an announcement about a gate change for a flight to Regina. The Regina song immediately popped into my head.
Mm-hmm.
All thanks to you guys. You have to admit, that song packs a punch.
I'm jealous that they have such a good song.
That song delivers a musical haymaker. It really does.
Regina! Experience Regina!
This is the remix.
Regina! Experience Regina!
Yeah, you can't talk about Regina and not hear that song.
No, that song hits you like Mike Tyson in his prime.
Sure does. That song hits you like fresh out of prison, Mike Tyson. Somebody said, oh man, rough day. I go for a rip on my motorcycle. Get out there, get some wind therapy. Do you sometimes think about getting a motorcycle?
It's crossed my mind.
Me too, but I'd probably just hurt myself.
I want those big, I think they're called ape hangers.
Uh-huh.
Where the handlebars are like above your head.
Yeah, and it looks really hard to control.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want those too.
That's what I want.
Somebody said, oh yeah, because you were talking about sometimes you treat yourself to a Dairy Queen Blizzard.
That's my go-to.
Oreo?
Oreo or Score.
Score.
Those are the two I kind of revolve around.
Sue texted and said, like Bryce, DQ is a treat for me, but I'm a banana split gal. Get out of here.
Banana split? I don't want fruit in my ice cream. Get out of here.
Yeah, I'm not a baby. A banana. DQ has so many other fans. You know what my go-to at DQ is? Is the, oh my God, what's the one with the peanuts all over the top of it?
Oh, the peanut butter parfait.
Peanut butter parfait. God, I love those. I could eat one of those right now.
It's at the point where my dog now knows if we're going through the Dairy Queen drive-thru, because they give ice cream, they give dog treats.
Really?
They give you a little bit of ice cream to give the dog.
Wow.
And he knows it, and he abuses it.
Is he a very good boy?
He has no chill once the ice cream is around him.
No.
I'll tell you that.
But while you're sitting in the drive-thru waiting, does he maintain?
He can.
He can.
Yeah. He's learned to maintain.
I love this one. It's so simple. Sometimes on the way home from work, I will stop at Starbucks, get a delicious beverage, and then treat myself to 15 or 20 minutes in the car scrolling on my phone before I go in the house to become a busy mom. Jennifer. That's a good one.
I like that.
There is no silence. There is no peace like sitting in your car when you turn the ignition off. I don't know what it is. It's a good place to hang out.
Yeah, especially if you have kids in the house and you just need 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
The Gardner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
You know, when you've had a rough go of it, how do you treat yourself? Is it food? Is it an activity of some? Is it just peace and quiet alone for a few minutes? Somebody texted and said, I heard Jennifer say that she treats herself by sitting in her car for a few minutes, scrolling her phone before she goes inside to the kids. My husband and I do the same thing. It's called the basement bathroom spa. When one of us needs a break from our three kids, all under the age of six, we tell the other one we're taking our phone and going to the basement bathroom spa. Sounds beautiful. Somebody else texted and said, have you ever watched Children Ruin Everything? It's a fun show on Netflix made in Canada. They have some episodes that perfectly outline how parents will strive for those 8 minutes alone in your car, eating a muffin, and how that is the pinnacle of your day. This is from Carm. Oh, Carm goes to a real spa, though. Fancy. It's not the basement bathroom spa, Carm. My treat-yourself moment is going to a spa for a day for my birthday. It's usually 3 or 4 hours. Ooh, nice. I keep wanting to... It's not necessarily a spa, and I haven't done it. I've been talking about it for years. I keep wanting to go to one of those flotation sensory deprivation tank things where you go in a quiet room, put on your swimming pants, and you get inside a tank and just float on your back in the pitch black darkness for 20 minutes. That sounds appealing to me, except for I always think to myself, what if I get in there and I just freak out? What if the door doesn't open when I'm done and I can't get out? What if?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Somebody said earlier that sometimes they just sit in their car for 15 or 20 minutes when they get home and scroll their phone before they get back to mom life inside the house.
Man, do I respect that.
Me too. Somebody else said that they and their partner, the basement bathroom, they call the basement bathroom spa when they need to get away. I think they had 3 kids under the age of 6 or something. That just sounds like chaos.
Sounds like a nightmare.
And then there was this person who texted, and I believe we need a music change for this one. There we go. Oh, that woman whose kids don't follow her to the basement bathroom. Oh, wrong text. This one. I don't have a basement bathroom spa, but I do have an upside down pail in my laundry room. My 80s house laundry slash furnish room is the only not renovated room in my house. It's basically a dungeon that no one goes into except for me. So sometimes if I really need to escape the family life chaos for 10 minutes, I say, I have to go do laundry. And I just sit on my upside down pail and pretend to sort clothes while I listen to a podcast.
Wow.
Wow.
Wowee. I respect it. I understand it. You just need peace and quiet sometimes.
You got to treat yourself the way you know how to treat yourself, I guess. And if that means an upside down pail in a laundry room, go for it.
I love it too, because then it goes on to say, I would love to fix up my laundry room to be more aesthetically pleasing, but I worry if it's too inviting, my kids won't be scared of it anymore and I'll lose my escape.
Oh yeah, do not renovate that laundry room. Do yourself a favor, treat yourself, and do not renovate that laundry room till your kids are between the ages of 14 and 16.
Yeah, then they want nothing to do with you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If you can't make it more dank and more moist.
Wow. Use words like dank and moist when you describe the laundry room to your kids. They will never go in there ever.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
Not too bad. You guys are just talking about the ways that you treat yourself.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do when you're doing yourself a solid? What do you do?
It's usually going to like a greenhouse or a plant store. I have a lot of houseplants, and I don't know, just going in there is very relaxing to me, even if I don't necessarily buy anything. I mean, I usually do. Plants aren't overly expensive, but...
Yeah. Have you replaced all the, you know, friends in your life with plants? You're not at that point yet, are you?
I mean, my circle is pretty small. I mean, I do name my plants, so I mean, I guess I am kind of replacing my friends with them.
Hey, one other question. This is going to sound super judgy, and it's not meant to be, but I see so many posts about plants and people's obsession with their plants, and I'm thinking to myself, are plants the new cat?
Well, I mean, I do have a cat. I also do have children. So, I mean, I don't think they are replacing them. I think they are kind of, like, complementary. They are kind of similar.
Yeah,
I think plants cost less to take care of.
You don't have to buy braces for your plant.
No, no. And I mean, if they die, I mean, I don't mourn my plants like I would if I lost my kitty.
Yeah, you don't have to send a plant to university.
No, no. And I mean, it's very rewarding seeing them grow. I mean, I apparently just like to nurture all the things. So that's what makes me happy.
Like I said, I just see so much stuff on social media now where people are all about their plants all of a sudden too. And they just say little things about how plants will never let you down, like that kind of thing. And it kind of makes you wonder, like, have they replaced people with plants?
I don't know if a plant has let me down. I've definitely let plants down before, but, you know, don't feel bad about, like I said, don't feel as bad about them dying or something like that. But
okay, well, thank you. I guess a plant is never going to call you from Tijuana at 3 in the morning saying, Dad, I've been arrested.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Theme music by Garner Andrews.
Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled.
Mmm. Mystery candy.